An Advent Time, a Lectio Divina for the Discerning Heart.
Monday of the third week of Advent.
As you begin, take a deep breath and exhale slowly. For the next few moments, surrender all the cares and concerns of this day to the Lord. Say slowly from your heart, Jesus, I trust in you. You take over. Become aware that He is with you, looking upon you with love, wanting to be heard deep within your heart.
Jesus had gone into the temple and was teaching, when the chief priests and the elders of the people came to him and said, "What authority have you for acting like this? And who gave you this authority?"
Litany of
And I, replied Jesus, will ask you a question, only one. If you tell me the answer to it, I will then tell you my authority for acting like this. John's baptism. Where did it come from? Heaven or man?
Litany of
And they argued it out this way among themselves. If we say from heaven, he will retort, then why did you refuse to believe him? But if we say from man, we have the people to fear, for they all hold that John was a prophet. So the reply to Jesus was, we do not know. And he retorted, nor will I tell you my authority for acting like this.
What word made this passage come alive for you? What did you sense the Lord saying to you? Once more, give the Lord an opportunity to speak to you. Jesus had gone into the temple and was teaching when the chief priests and the elders of the people came to him and said, "What authority have you for acting like this? And who gave you this authority?" "And I," replied Jesus, "will ask you a question, only one. If you tell me the answer to it, I will then tell you my authority for acting like this. John's baptism, where did it come from, heaven or man?" And they argued it out this way among themselves. "If we say from heaven," he will retort, "then why do you refuse to believe him? But if we say from man, we have the people to fear, for all hold that John was a prophet." So their reply to Jesus was, "We do not know." And he retorted, "Nor will I tell you my authority for acting like this."
What did your heart feel as you listened? What did you sense the Lord saying to you? Once more, through him, with him, and in him, listen to the word. Jesus had gone into the temple and was teaching, when the chief priests and the elders of the people came to him and said, "What authority have you for acting like this? And who gave you this authority?" "And I," replied Jesus, "will ask you a question, only one. If you tell me the answer to it, I will then tell you my authority for acting like this. John's baptism, where did it come from? Heaven or man?" And they argued it out this way among themselves. "If we say from heaven," he will retort, "then why did you refuse to believe him? But if we say from man, we have the people to fear, for they all hold that John was a prophet." So the reply to Jesus was, "We do not know." And he retorted, "Nor will I tell you my authority for acting like this."
What touched your heart in this time of prayer? What did your heart feel as you prayed? What do you hope to carry with you from this time with the Lord? Let us now close with the prayer to the Father that Jesus gave us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.